Audio file, lesson 88, the centurion of Capernaum, Matthew 8 from verses 5 to 13. Message: Jesus is pleased with those who are humble and have faith in him. Learning objectives: the children will learn. Jesus helped the centurion because he deeply believed in Jesus' power. Jesus answered the prayer of those who are humble and faithful. Bible text, Matthew 8 from verses 5 to 13. When Jesus was going into Capernaum, a centurion came up to him and said, "Lord, my servant is ill at home. He is in great pain." Jesus replied, "I will come and heal him." The centurion said to Jesus, "Lord, I am not worthy enough for you to come to my house. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed. I have officers who give orders to me, and I have soldiers who take orders from me. If I say to one of them, 'Go,' then he goes. If I say to another soldier, 'Come here,' then he comes. Whatever I tell my servant to do, they do it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those who were following him, "Truly I have to say that I have never found anyone with this much faith, even in Israel. But I say unto you, many will come from east and west to enjoy the feast in the kingdom of heaven with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast into the dark. They will cry and grit their teeth in pain." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go home. Everything will happen just as you believe it would." When the centurion went home, his servant was healed. Suggestions for the teachers. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress. Write the important quotations or citations on the note before the lesson. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. What is a centurion? A centurion was a Roman army officer who had great power. What does he do when his servant is ill? He asks Jesus for his help. He trusts him. What does he say to Jesus? "Just say a word and my servant will be healed." How does Jesus react? He is very astonished about the strong faith of this man. Half the children repeat, "Jesus helped the centurion because he deeply believed in Jesus' power. Jesus answered the prayers of those who are humble and faithful." Real life application. Explain the following. How did the centurion come to Jesus? He was humble. He believed completely in the healing power of Jesus. Share one of your own personal experiences. Where God helped when a solution seemed impossible. Nothing should stop us from believing that God will help us. Repeat the message. Jesus is pleased with those who are humble and have faith in him.